Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Man, I didn't realize Michael Lombardi was so polarizing. There's some people that
people hate him.
People are tweeting us at Junks Radio. Some people loved him and said, somebody said we should have him on every week.
I love him. And he's got opinions. That's what you want.
And then I see other people saying it's time to retire him. It's not a bombshell if he just says dumb things. That's from John DePompa.
They don't like him because also he's tied with Belichick, and Belichick's on a downswing right now. But he is tied with arguably the greatest coach of all time.
Let's see how Howell pans out. If Howell becomes a top 10 type quarterback, then his words hold water. If not,
plus
a bold statement.
You know, there are a lot of fans that were just very high on Daniels at this point, and they're all in on Daniels. So if
it's offensive to them.
If anybody takes a shot at Daniels and belittles him and says Hal's better, then they're going to say, "What? Did you watch Hal?" Well, yeah, we did.
Polarizing is good on the radio. Our next guest is often polarizing. Chris Russell, the Rooster, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. He's got opinions. People don't always love him, right, Chris?
That is for damn sure.
Hey,
man.
Rooster, I'm shocked you're able to even actually call into the show after 14 straight offensive players were picked to lead off the first round of the draft.
Cakes, you know the tweet that I made about that. If you saw that, I think you may have seen that. I'm not sure, but that was directed at you, Grant, and Danny. So come on, boys, let's go.
Sure that it was. I mean, the Rooster loves nothing more than running the ball and wants a lot of 17-13 games. His view of the NFL is way diametrically opposed than mine. But
no, it's actually you know, it's funny because I do love to run the ball, but everybody says I love 17-13 games. I hated the Alex Smith year. I mean, I felt terrible that he got hurt, but that was no fun either. I want 24-21. You know, like, I want somewhere in between where we're not chasing every quarterback that moves and that has a pulse, and in a league where scoring continues to go down, Cakes, you know? I mean,
ooh, I don't like that.
It does. I mean, if you look at the numbers.
Yeah, I'm well aware the scoring is going down, but hopefully, you know, that tide turns.
Why do you think that is? It's because teams suck at scoring. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean,
and they're selling their soul.
It's the quarterback play overall.
Yes. Yeah. That's part of it. And the injuries, obviously. But that's
well,
a
yeah,
part
especially
of
the
this.
Yeah, the quarterback injuries too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah.
All right. So, what were your thoughts overall on obviously Daniels? Everyone thinks you know, is a great pick, and but you know, they had another, I don't know, 7-8 picks. They had 3 second rounders. I thought, you know, it's hard to grade teams. It's hard to grade them because you don't know how good or bad these guys are going to be.
Right.
But in terms of team needs, I would say it's got to be an A.
I mean, they filled most of the team needs.
Most of them.
You know, I mean, they didn't get a true outside corner. They didn't get a running back. I was hoping they would take EB's guy, Lauby out of New Hampshire.
I can confirm they did call him during the draft.
Right,
he was a little perturbed because they called him. But not to pick him, but to say, if you don't get picked, we'd like to sign you.
As an undrafted.
And can you imagine you're a kid, you're waiting for the phone to ring.
And then they call you and tell you that?
And they call you and you think, oh, the commander's going to pick me? No, we just... So I was a little perturbed about that. But
that's
what happens, I guess.
That is how that process, you know, often goes. Obviously in the seventh round, you know, hey, we don't have any picks left, or, you know, whatever. Ultimately, I mean, so they didn't get every need, but clearly there was a best player available mentality, certainly with the early second round pick, and Johnny Newton, or Jerzon Newton, depending on how you want to call him. He goes by both. I mean, clearly that's best player available, right? They had a first round grade on him. It wasn't an absolute need position. I could argue it's more of a need position than most people would, but maybe I'm wrong. But the bottom line is I think they got the best slot corner, and maybe arguably some people, depending on who you are, like Sanistrel more than any of the outside corners, right? And they needed a slot corner. There is no doubt about that. I'm not as high on Sanat as others are, but I understand the fit. I mean, hell, if Adam Peters is right and he's anything like Kyle Juszczyk and George Kittle or a combination, let's go. Let's roll out the championship parade.
Well, hold on.
And then everything else
slow
was
down
okay.
for a second.
By the way, we verified that the pronunciation is Sinnott.
Sinnott.
Yeah.
Oh, Sinnott.
Yes.
Sinnott.
It's okay. It's new to us.
What did I say? Sinnott?
Yeah.
I mean, it's spelled like Sinnott, but it's pronounced Sinnott.
Sinnott. Okay, whatever. Just to educate me, because I didn't watch a ton of the 49ers. And when I watched the 49ers, I didn't focus on Juszczyk or whatever.
Yeah.
Juszczyk.
Whatever his name is. I know his wife makes all the jackets and everything. Isn't he more of like a versatile guy? He's not necessarily
like
a guy that catches a ton of balls.
Yeah.
They use him. They use him in short.
Sinnott is. He's not going to be a pass catcher.
Sinnott's going to be a little bit of a, like, you can line him. I think the idea in the comp between him and Kittle, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jason,
because
you know you watch the 49ers intently, but kind of like that versatile H-back type thing that Cooley came when he came into the league. You know, lining up in different spots. He can line up in the backfield.
Well,
he can line up in the slot. He can line up in line. He can block a little. He can catch a little. He's really athletic. Now, he's not an explosive, like, oh my gosh, Tony Gonzalez, you know, Antonio Gates, tight end, Brock Bowers.
He might be. He's got a 40-inch vertical.
Right. But I mean, he's not that good as a route runner and as a catcher and all that. So that's why that's the comp. But hey, if you can get anything close to a blend of Kyle Juszczyk and
Kittle,
George Kittle, if you can get, I don't know, half of that, you're doing okay with, you know, a back end of the second round pick, I think. And, like, let's be honest, they haven't had anybody. Logan Thomas was good when he was healthy. He was never healthy after the first year. They haven't had anybody that could really catch the rock. And you hope you get Armani Rogers back, the kid that got hurt early in camp that showed some potential. But this was a need fill. I thought it was a little bit too early for Sinnott, but I can live with it. It's fine.
What did you make of Luke McCaffrey? The McCaffrey bloodlines coming to Washington at pick 100. I love it, too.
Love it, too. Now that is a pick we can agree on, Cakes.
There we
right?
go, yes.
I mean, former quarterback, obviously, you know the bloodlines. You know, I mean, I said this on Friday. I'm the only dope that cares about this, but, you know, him and his dad, you know, used to host Down syndrome football clinics that I was, my son Tyler and I were lucky enough to be invited in, Mike Shanahan, whatever, way back in the early part of last decade. So I'm always going to have an affinity for that family. Mm-hmm. But from a football perspective, which is what everybody cares about, I mean, obviously, you know, tremendous athlete, bloodlines. I like the size, too. Yeah. I think he can also run inside, outside. You just know that he's not going to come in here and be a prima donna. Now, listen, is he going to be a stud? I mean, we all thought Deami Brown was going to be a stud, right? I mean, it's a different ball game, but he's not 5'9", and you're drafting him in the third round. He's 6'1.5", 6'2", you know, so he's got some size. You know, again, all the other things that we've talked about. So I say this. Well, I didn't watch a ton of him in college. I heard a lot of buzz about him. I think they desperately needed that position because of guys like Deami Brown not developing. And let's be honest, we don't know what Jahan Dotson is at this point. So I was maybe a little surprised they didn't go even heavier at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, were you surprised?
I just looked at the number of new players on the roster compared to last year. I count 43. That's a big number.
I mean, we knew it was going to be significant, but you know, like maybe not to that degree. And yet they still don't have everything that they ideally need, right? I mean, I still think they need, as I'm sure everybody does, a left tackle and veteran free agent, or in the second wave of free. Remember, that's where they signed Leno. I don't want to bring up bad names, but that's where they also signed Norwell and Trey Turner, I think. They you know, at different administration, but teams are busy at, you know, in say the next couple of days. I wouldn't be surprised if they go out and sign a Donovan Smith, you know, the kid who wound up with Kansas City, who used to be in Tampa, I think Penn State product. You know, if they go out and sign somebody like them, Mekhi Becton signed or agreed to terms, I guess, with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So that's what's probably going to happen now, and now that they got a bunch of these college free agents and the draft and everything done. But I would also say this. I talked to a TCU coach who I know pretty well, and he said that the kid that they got, Brandon Coleman, not only is one of the most athletic freakazoids that he's ever been around, and you know the RAS scores and all that would tell you that, just said, unbelievable worker, leader, captain, kick-ass, tough, mean, nasty in a good way, SOBs that he's ever been around. He's only been around him for 1 year, but, I mean, 1 year he's on that coaching staff. He sees, you know, what goes on in the building, practice, whatever. So, I don't know. He could play guard, too. I don't know if he's going to stay at tackle. I'm not enough of a scout in that regard, but I think they're going to try him at left tackle first, because why wouldn't you? I think that's a quiet, solid, good value pick.
Talking to Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. So let's get to Jaden Daniels. You went on record and said that you prefer Drake May over Jaden Daniels. And not that it means anything, but I'm wondering what your post-draft impressions of him are based on what he said to the media and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised because I was worried about that. I think the last time I was on with you guys, I was worried about that, right? Between the agent and some of the things you were hearing about him not wanting to be here and him not liking Peters and, you know, EB, full kudos to you. I mean, my timeline blew up the other night when I threw that out there, and everybody, you know, some people told me that that was old news. I thought it was new news or whatever. So good job by you. I mean, kudos to you on that. Because that was exactly what, you know, the storyline came out from Rappaport on Thursday night. I'm trying to forget about all that. I'm trying to forget about the agent being a dum-dum. I'm trying to forget about all that because he certainly seemed more at ease in, I was at the headquarters on Thursday night before I had to come back and do the late night show. And, you know, we were just, you know, on video with him on and he was way better than I thought in that moment. That's a difficult moment, right? Your emotions are all over the place, but he's been good. And I'll tell you this, guys, I'll give you this. Remember John Beck?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So John is his lead outside quarterback coach. There's a consortium of guys, a group of guys that work with Jaden Daniels and have worked with Jaden for a couple of years. Well, John is the lead of that in his group, and he works with many, many other quarterbacks, both pro and college. John told me on Friday when he came on the show on 980 that Jaden called him up after the draft pick and said, "Hey, man, I'm coming back out to the West Coast Saturday afternoon. I want to come right to the facility and get a workout and get a throwing session in." Mm-hmm. You know, so everyone I talked to, you know, including, again, guys that are partial to him, is how I would label it, scream about his work ethic, which, as you guys remember, I mean, there's, of course, the inevitable comparisons always to Robert, right? Robert worked hard on his body. Robert did not work hard in the film room, being a leader, being, you know, a captain type, being a galvanizer, if you will. He was a divisive. He worked hard on his body, not on his game, if that makes sense. Jaden works on his game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think we're in a different stratosphere there.
Yes.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
He might want to work on his bird chest, too, a little bit. I mean, 98% on the game, 2%
on the push-ups. I mean, listen, push ups.
Yeah, listen, right. I would hope my chest one day might look like that, but it ain't happening.
You're probably right, Rooster.
Yeah.
Good point.
All right, anything else jump out at
you? Yeah, I mean, one other thing, if you guys don't mind me throwing this out, I really, 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 really like Jordan McGee out of Temple. I think he's going to help them immediately on special teams. I think he's going to potentially be their future Mike. Remember, Bobby Wagner, who's their Mike now, is only on a 1-year deal and is, what, 34. Mm-hmm. McGee played Mike at Temple. You know, he's a great sideline to sideline. Oh my god, he's so explosive, good tackler, smart kid, leader, 2-time captain, durable as you know what. And that was another thing that just in general we heard the whole these guys are super athletic. They drafted guys that could really help them on special teams in a lot of different ways. Like Johnny Newton had 4 block kicks this past year at Illinois, guys, to lead the nation. So they focused on heavy athleticism, heavy special teams, and heavy leadership. All of these guys, or almost all of these guys, were captains. So whatever this draft class turns out to be, and, you know, listen, we've always been pumped up about different draft classes in the past going all the way back, right? Fine. They don't always turn out, but I think they did the right thing here in looking for the right qualities, and that gives them a better chance to have these guys be at least solid contributors, if not really good contributors.
Well, then that's the other thing. You know, Commanders fans, we took some calls, and they don't understand certain picks, especially the Johnny Newton pick. But
yeah,
we keep saying Peters and Quinn, and he says they're not just looking for 2024.
Yeah.
They're looking at – who knows if Jonathan Allen's going to be here in 2 years?
Yeah.
Who knows if Jamin Davis is going to be here? So these
how about this, Jason?
These are backup
players. Benarian Mathis can't even get on the field.
Yep.
I mean, he's been on the field for 10 games out of 34.
Right. Right.
You know,
I mean, have Payne and Allen playing 90% of the plays.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally correct. I mean, and listen, did I think it was a high priority need? Of course not. But this is what great organizations do. And we talk about this all the time. You have to draft based on not pure need. Yes, needs are important. And yes, needs are kept in mind, clearly. But you have to dress based on the talent available, the best player available. I know that's a tired term, but trust me, Jerzon Newton is a maniac off the edge. When they line him up a little bit split wide and just one-on-one, he will use his hands and he will butcher you up and carve you up. I think people are going to love him. They're just bitter because they didn't take a left tackle right away. And I understand that. And listen, they could have taken a left tackle instead of Sinnott. You know, because a bunch of them went, including the kid, Chris Paul's brother from Houston, right after. I get that. I understand that. But it's not like they totally ignored the position.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Rooster, good stuff. It's Chris Russell. Check out his show on the Team 980 later today. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris, as always. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, buddy. Yep.
Coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up the entertainment page here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.